cold, and sometimes I have a tendency to sing my heart out, and then when we get to the message, I just cough the whole time. So I'm hoping if I preach first, then when I'm singing, if I have to cough a little bit, then that's not going to be too much of an interruption. So we are going to be talking about, anybody can guess? Thanksgiving. Okay, very good. You guys are paying attention. I knew I liked this church for a reason. And if you guys were in Sunday school, you already pretty much know my first whole point, which is giving thanks is choosing joy. But the good news is there's still two more points. So Richard didn't take up the whole sermon, but anyway, let's start with a word of prayer. Dear gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, we just thank you for the opportunity to come into your house this morning and to come into your presence and give you the praise and honor that you deserve. For you are a wonderful God, and you have given us so many things to be thankful for. And so we want to do that. We want to lift up your name and give you the honor and praise that you deserve. Not only is it what you desire, but it's also good for our soul. And so as we open up your word, I pray that you would challenge us to be more thankful and to really focus in on the wonderful things that you've done for us. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, we want to give thanks, and so I'm going to give you three reasons why you should give thanks and why you should train not only yourself but your children to give thanks as well. So the first reason why you want to give thanks is giving thanks is choosing joy. And Richard had up on the board, J-O-Y, joy, is Jesus, others, yourself. So you put Jesus first, then the others, and then yourself. And how many people like to be around a Debbie Downer? Anybody? Just always pointing out the negative. No, nobody does, right? And so we want to be that person that even in difficult times is looking for a reason to choose joy. And so we want to not only be around those people, but it's important that we be those people. We're going to look at Psalms 100. And I want you to, as I read this, I want you to think about, maybe you've went to a place, maybe like the Ark Encounter, or maybe, I know down in Texas, we went on vacation and we saw this place where they had a bunch of ice sculptures, and you just walk in and it's just like, whoa, this is amazing, right? And you're just struck in awe by how much time and energy it took to be able to do this. You know, something similar like just going up to the Capitol building when they have all the Christmas trees, right? It's just so beautiful. It's so nice. And I want you to think about, you know, that awe that we have, you know, when we see something amazing. And the reality is that's what we live in every day, is we live in this world that God has created. But even how much more to walk into God's presence and experience the fullness of joy when we do that. Psalm 100 says, make a joyful shout to the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us, not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving. Enter into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. Truly what God has created is amazing, and it is important that we express gratitude for it. And gratitude is, I'm sorry, that thanksgiving, when we express thanksgiving, we express our gratitude. And gratitude is an antidote to anxiety and Richard talked about this verse, Philippians 4:6. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Excuse me. Anybody ever heard the saying that life is 10% what happens to you and 90% how you react to it? Well, giving thanks in all circumstances is choosing joy over anxiety. And that's what we want to do. Point number two, giving thanks honors God as God. When we give thanks, it is essential to our worship of God. Hebrews 13, 12 through 16 says, therefore Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, suffered outside the gate, and therefore let us go forth to him outside the camp, bearing his reproach. For we have no continuing city, but we seek the one to come. And therefore, by him, let us continually offer the sacrifice of praise to God. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. But do not forget to do good and share with such sacrifices. God is well pleased. You know, when we are thankful, our focus, our attention turns to others, right? It's not on ourselves. It's on someone else, primarily God. And that thankfulness then leads to a desire to share. Right? What do we do at Thanksgiving? We gather together and we share. And that is what we want to do in our worship. And that's what we're encouraged to do in worship. Excuse me, man. I was hoping it would... Going first would avoid this. Anyway, expressing in giving thanks and honoring God, we express humility, and that is an antidote to pride. You know, one of the things I've struggled with as a child is pride. I thought I had figured out everything. I've told the story before that, you know, I think it was 14, I wanted to adopt a kid so I could show my dad just, you know, all the mistakes that he was making and how much better of a child or how much better of a father I could be. And when we focus on giving thanks, it is an expression of humility. And that is very important. In 1 Corinthians 29, David is blessing God before the assembly and getting preparing for Solomon to take over the kingdom. And he says, therefore, David, bless the Lord before all the assembly. And David said, blessed are you, Lord God of Israel, our Father, forever and ever. Yours, O Lord, is the greatness, the power and the glory, the victory and the majesty. For all that is in heaven and earth is yours. Yours is the kingdom, O Lord, and you are exalted as head over all. Both riches and honor come from you. Thank you. And you reign over all. In your hand is power and might. In your hand it is to make great and to give strength to all. Now, therefore, our God, we thank you and praise your glorious name. But who am I and who are my people that we should be able to offer this so willing? But who am I and who are my people that we should be able to offer so willingly as this? For all things come from you, and of your own hand we have been given. For we are aliens and pilgrims before you, as we are all our fathers. Our days on earth are as a shadow and without hope. O Lord, for your holy name is from your hand and is all your own. Oops. O Lord, our God, all this abundance that we have prepared to build you a house for your holy name is from your hand and is all your own. I know also, my God, that you test the heart and have pleasure in uprightness. As for me, in the uprightness of my heart, I have willingly offered all these things. And now with joy I have seen your people who are present here to offer willingly to you. O Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, our fathers, keep this forever in the intent of the thoughts of the heart of your people and fix their heart towards you. And give my son Solomon a loyal heart to keep your commandments and your testimonies and your statutes, to do all these things and to build the temple for which I have made provision. Amen. When we focus on giving thanks, it is an expression of humility. realizing that we have needs from other people. And that will keep pride from growing up into the hearts of ourselves and of our children. The last point is giving thanks guards against foolishness. And this is from Romans chapter 1, which we just concluded the study on Romans. But one of my favorite verses out of Romans is 1:20 and 21. It says, "For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Because although they knew God, they did not glorify him as God, nor were they thankful, but became futile in their thoughts, and their foolish hearts were darkened." You know, the reality is the beginning of the slide towards sin, the beginning of the slide towards rebellion against God, or even just losing our own faith in God, it starts with not honoring God as God, or not glorifying him as God, and not being thankful. Being thankful helps to avert that slide into sin and the foolishness that comes with it. So the first point there is ungratefulness leads to foolish rejection of God. Romans 1, 22 through 25. "Professing to be wise, they became fools and changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like corruptible man and birds and four-footed animals and creeping things. And therefore God has gave them up to uncleanness and lusts of their hearts to dishonor their own bodies among themselves, who exchanged the truth of God for the lie and worshiped and served the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen." I don't know about you, but I see that happening so much these days. People who think they know something, they're totally lost, they're totally foolish, but they think they got it all figured out, and really the problem is that they've taken authority that they didn't have. They've taken assumptions that were not true because they did not honor God in the way that he is to be honored. And so when we give thanks to God, that expresses our faith and trust in God, and that is an antidote to apostasy. And I want to encourage you guys as families to really focus in on spending time together and giving thanks to God, because it's an expression of our faith and it will help your children to not wander from the faith when they get older. Excuse me. Okay, I want to close with Psalms 92, 1 through 15. "It is good to give thanks to the Lord and to sing praises to your name, O Most High, to declare your loving kindness in the morning and your faithfulness every night. On an instrument of 10 strings, on the lute, on the harp, with harmonious sound. For you, Lord, have made me glad through your work, and I will triumph in the works of your hands. O Lord, how great are your works! Your thoughts are very deep. A senseless man does not know them, nor does a fool understand this. When the wicked spring up like grass, and when all the workers of iniquity flourish, it is that they may be destroyed forever. But you, Lord, are on high forevermore. For behold your enemies, O Lord, for behold your enemies shall perish. All the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. But my horn you have exalted like a wild ox. I have been anointed with fresh oil. My eye also has seen my desire on my enemies. My ears may desire my desire on the wicked who rise up against me. The righteous shall flourish like a palm tree, and he shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those who are planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God." "They shall still bear fruit in old age. They shall be fresh and flourishing to declare that the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him." Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, I pray that through my coughing and
distractions. Lord, that we would know the importance of giving thanks to you. Lord, we do see that in this world there is so much foolishness, so much pain, so much frustration. And a lot of that just starts with not giving you the honor that you deserve and not giving the gratitude that you want us to have. So I pray that you would challenge us this morning not only to be thankful in our own hearts, but to lead our families in thankful worship of who you are. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. At this time, if you'd stand, we're going to sing.